You have just tuned in to Tales from the Merworld with me, Amira Beth, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies, and that we exist simultaneously in many different realms and realities? In this show, I will offer esoteric concepts like 5D, sacred geometry, the Merbeings, and lost lands like Atlantis and Lemuria. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing Earth. Tales from the Merworld Radio starts now. Aloha, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to this next episode of Tales of the Merworld Radio. I am Amira Beth Merhealer, and I am very excited, as always, to bring you our topics for today. If you're tuning in for the first time, the intention of the show is to explore the ancient lands of Atlantis and Lemuria. I happen to be an incarnated Atlantean merbeing. My soul lineage is that of the great kingdom of Atlantis and of the Mer people, or Merlantis, which was the Atlantis under the sea. The intention of this program is to talk to you about a variety of topics that have to do with resurrecting, remembering, rewriting the spirals of time from Atlantis and Lemuria in this time, this era, where ancient knowledge, ancient wisdom, and the evolution of our beautiful planet are so very important. My messages come from my Oversoul, which is Goddess Yamaya, who is the African water, ocean mother goddess. She is part of my Oversoul. I am part of hers, and from my family, the Mer people. Today, the topic of this program is going to be the return to the water world. I'm going to talk to you all about where water came from, the origins of water, how water came to the earth, who came with it, and I'm going to talk to you about something called blue soul rays. Blue soul rays are the water rays, and they are the water healing rays. So as we begin this program, today is March 26, 2020. If you're watching this sometime in the future, you know, we are right in the throes in this moment of great world, great planetary change through all of us experiencing, you know, all of us experiencing being in our homes mostly and having to learn to walk through life differently without our normal, creating a new normal every single day, it seems like, not knowing exactly what's going to happen environmentally, politically, not knowing what's going to happen with our health, not knowing what's going to happen with our finances. So if you're viewing the show and, like most of us, you're in the throes of wondering what's happening and all and navigating all of this change, there are some things that I would really like you to know. I would like you to know that everything is being handled by something that is greater than us. And although on the outside looking in, it does look maybe a little bit frightening and disconcerting. We're not really sure how it's all going to play out, and we're not really sure if our lives are ever going to look the same again. And I can assure you that they will not. This is the time that has been foretold by seers, by healers, by oracles, by ancient civilizations for a very long time. We have all come here to birth something called the New Earth. We have all come here with the agreement that we would come in and bear witness and extend our energy to the trust of the holy, of the divine, to birth the golden age, rebirth the golden age of Atlantis and Lemuria. And as within all birthing, as in with all great change, great sacrifice is also required. And the sacrifice right now that we are all making is trust. And being willing to let go of the life that we have dreamed of or the life that we thought we were to have to step into the life that's waiting for us. And the life that is waiting for us on the other side of this transition, once we go through the birthing pains, once we go through what feels like kind of a sacrifice and an extreme trust and something that is promised and yet unseen is the tethering to ourselves and God, and our tethering to the divine energies, and our tethering to Gaia, to this earth, and remembering that we are walking upon this holy land as holy beings, that we are first and foremost sovereign, belonging to no one truly but ourselves and God. And part of my mission, my voice out on this planet, is to bring forward the messages that are within the element of water. Water is the ultimate healing force of life. Water is the only element that has three forms: liquid, water, steam. All water that has been on this planet has always been on this planet. The original water that fell from the cosmos and fell to Earth is the same water that is here today. Okay? So the same water that you drink, that you bathe in, that you swim in, that you pray over, is the same water that has been here since the inception of planet when water fell to Earth. Water is imprintable. Water holds memory. The structure of water is programmable. We know this from Dr. Emoto's work, how we speak into water crystals as they're freezing, and our words create the formations of the crystals. I love you. I hate you. The messages, positive or negative, go into the crystal formations and change the structure of the crystals and the water. So knowing that we are all 70% water, and that this planet is also 70% water, we can begin to make the parallel, to make that full circle around the importance of water on this planet, the importance of water in our body, and the importance of our thoughts, our beliefs, and the importance of what we speak and create to ourselves. We are one with the water. Water came from the cosmos. Water fell to Earth from the stars. I am originally from the blue planet, Mintaka, which is in Orion's belt. That is the water planet. Most mer beings came from Mintaka, the blue water planet. When Prime Creator decided to conceive of something called planet Earth, when the evolution of Earth began, water came from many places. Mostly it came from Mintaka. When water fell to Earth, the mer beings came with it. If you are listening to this and you resonate with the mer world, being a mer person, we came when water originally fell to the earth. Water is ancient, and we are ancient. We were here before all else. And when I speak to you, I speak on behalf of my mer family, who want to bring you this information and this knowledge and help you to open the gateways within yourself, the innate gateways lying latent in your cells and your DNA and in your consciousness, that know and understand you can heal yourself through water, and that you can heal this planet through your connection with water. Now, we know this entire planet was at one time covered in water because of seashells in places like Egypt, and other places where there is desert, where there is sand, and mountaintops where fossilized seashells and creatures have been discovered. We know that this was originally a water planet with water beings. When the mer came, we were here for a very long time, setting the grids of the waters with the sea creatures before the earth changes, before the land masses came. We were here and we swam about freely, and we opened up the water grids, and we imprinted the water with the energy of source. We imprinted the water, the life-giving force of water, to support and sustain what was eventually going to grow here on planet Earth. Water is the most ancient. It is first element. Water in three forms, the Trinity, has magical healing properties. The same water that rises up through evaporation into the clouds and then is released back down to the earth for you to consume, for you to bathe in, for you to swim in, is the same water that has always, always been here. So if you will wrap your mind around the idea that the water in your bodies that you consume, that you sweat out, that goes back up to the clouds and comes back down, is the same water that has been here since the beginning of time. It starts to release and unlock the codes and the memories of how powerful we are aligned with the element of water, and how our thoughts and our intentions can easily manifest through the cells of our water in our body. How we can actually take thoughts, and this is not new information to you, that your thoughts create and that your thoughts are imprintable upon water. But I'm not sure if you recognize how deeply powerful you are and how deeply gifted you are. My belief is that we all arose, all the evolution of humankind came from the water. We evolved as water creatures, grew legs, grew lungs, grew all that we needed to come forward up out of the water when land masses started to change. Not only are the mer of water, but humanity is of the water. So when you think about how many humans, first humans came to this planet, if you came down with the water, when the time was ripe, when Prime Creator said, it's time for some of us to walk upon land and to create a new species, we volunteered. And this evolution took eons in Earth time. And other creatures of the water changed their forms, came forward, and evolved alongside with us. Okay, we are of the water. Water is the most important element on this planet. And it is how we can actually change the direction of this planet, the evolution of this planet, help grow this planet through our connection with water. Okay, we know how important the dolphins are. Or do you know how important the dolphins are? Do you know how important the whales are? Do you know how important these creatures who live in our ocean waters, who hold the grids of the water together still, are to this planet? They exist here only for you and me. That is the only reason. They put up with our abuse. They put up with our ignorance. They put up with all the things we do that do not support water and support them for one reason. That is because they love us. They came here from the stars also to hold space for us and to remind us of who we are. This is a water planet. And over the next years and maybe decades, we are going to see a time where this earth returns mostly to water. And as I say this, and as something comes forward, like maybe Kevin Costner's Waterworld, this is not something to be feared. This is the natural evolution and the natural creative destruction as our planet goes through her healing and her ascension process. Over the next years and decades, you will find that we mostly go back to this being a maritime civilization. Water will come back as the original element. Human beings will continue to survive and thrive on this planet via their connection to all of the elements, all five of the elements, including spirit, but mostly through our connection and our honoring of what is called water. So as we go through this process today, as I go through this segment, I'm going to take you in the next segment into a meditation that will allow you to tap into and to open up your innate water healing rays. to open up your connection to the waters in your body, heal the waters in your body, and ultimately go forward and heal the waters of this planet. So if you are listening to this and you know that you have connection to water, you will be given an opportunity, a transmission through me and the Mer people and the great Yamaya to take part in the global healing for the children of this planet, of the vital giving life force that is you, that is me, that is water. Thank you so much for listening to this first segment, and I will see you back in just a few moments after this commercial break.
Are you concerned about the coronavirus? The Ecosystem Approach Show is doing 4 shows on the coronavirus with energy techniques that we do with you during the show to help activate your immune system. As intuitives, we see the energies that enable this virus and how it spread. Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on Transformation Talk Radio.
Did you know you already have everything you need to live a vibrant and powerful life? Who you are and how extraordinary your life is affected more by your mindset than anything else. Tune in live each week to Vibrant Powerful Moms, Mondays, 3:30 Pacific, 6:30 Eastern, to join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares tips, stories, and interviews with enlightened guests to help you create an extraordinary life. For more information, visit VibrantPowerfulMoms.com.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is the Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I Am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Beth, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Beth's Tales from the Merworld Radio hold safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Beth, for Tales of the Merworld Radio. Aloha, everybody. You have just tuned in to Tales from the Merworld Radio, where we explore the ancient mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria. This show airs every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Very happy to bring you these transmissions from my people, the Mer people, and the great kingdom of Atlantis. And before I get started, just want to give a shout out to my wonderful producer, Olivia, who keeps me on track and helps me come in and out of the segments and basically just holds the space so we can have this dialogue. So thank you very much, Olivia, for being here with me. You can find me at amirabeth.com. That's my website. I am also on Facebook under Amerabath Mer Healer. Also, I have an Instagram. WisdomWear_Kauai is my Instagram. I steward a crystal-infused sacred geometry clothing company. I screen print on organic bamboo sacred geometry with Andara's crystals in the mix. And I work as a past life regression facilitator and 13 chakra activator, as well as water activator on the beautiful island of Kauai. So if I'm brand new to you, that's the 411 on Amira. And in today's segment, we are talking about returning to the water world, returning to the water planet. We are talking about the importance of water and activating ourselves, opening ourselves, healing ourselves and our body through transmissions of water. I'm going to introduce something to you called the blue rays, the five blue water rays. Now, blue soul rays or soul rays in general are different than your aura colors. So your aura is one thing, the aura that swings around your head and around your body top to bottom. Your soul ray is something that extends from the cosmos, from your star people, from your lineages, from God, and comes down and enters your crown chakra. And soul rays are typically associated with an element. The only soul rays that I carry are the blue soul rays because I am of water. I also carry the gold ray. So depending on what element that you are most strongly associated with, and some of you might carry more than one soul ray or one element, water, fire, air, earth, okay? But if you resonate with water, and if you're listening to this program or interested in this program, probably that's you, I'm going to introduce the idea or help you bring down your individual blue soul rays or ray. You will probably have more than one. And in this meditation, you will see one of five colors. The first one is light blue. And the light blue carries the high priestess energy. So if you feel yourself to be a priestess, water priestess, Atlantis, Lemuria, Avalon, any of those maritime civilizations, you might carry the blue ray. The light blue. The second is blue, like as in a cobalt blue. And that is the love color. So if you feel yourself, if you resonate with maybe that myrrh angel analogy, or if you just really feel strongly connected to being anchor for the energy of love, you might see that ray. Violet blue. The violet blue, the indigo, is about wisdom. My main teacher is Archangel Metatron. And the ray that comes down through me is connected to him through the violet blue ray that is about wisdom and teaching. And then there's also turquoise. Turquoise is associated with the throat and it's associated with truth and speaking truth. And then the last ray is aqua. Aqua is about a high heart. Aqua is about self-worth, and it's about opening and activating the energy of the high heart chakra. So aqua will be the higher echelon, if you will, of the color pink that is typically associated with high heart or with receiving. So activating aqua ray, and my main rays are the aqua. They are the violet blue and then the gold ray. Aqua is associated also with the water and with the dolphins. Dolphins are the purveyors of joy and bliss. They are the purveyors of play. So those of you who resonate with the aqua ray will also resonate very deeply with the dolphin energy. If you're in the violet blue, you will resonate very, very deeply with the whales. With the wisdom of the whales. So as we go through this meditation, and I ask you to view into your mind's eye and receive the knowledge of which rays you carry, I'm actually going to help you open up and activate them in your field and bring them down. I'm going to take you through a meditation that will allow you to utilize these rays to bring healing into your body, directly into the water cells of your body. And as we heal the waters within our body, you will also then be able to, through your hands and heart, better access those rays to heal any kind of water that you come in contact with, whether that's water you are drinking, whether that is water in a fishbowl, if you have fish, water you are swimming in, bathing in, or just blessing water in general. You carry this capacity, you carry this ability to go directly to the element and to the energy, the consciousness of water, and change that for yourself and others. So this may be a little bit longer segment than what I usually hold because I would like to get through it completely. I know you won't mind. And if you are all ready for the meditation to join me, you can just go ahead from wherever you're at and just gently closing your eyes. And if you can put your feet on the floor, please do so. Always good to ground into our Earth Star chakras as begin to breathe lightly in through our nose and begin to exhale. And just releasing down to the floor. And as you tune into your aura 360 degrees around you, front to back, side to side, I'm going to call upon my family, the Mer-beings, to come forward and activate the element of water in your field. So if you begin to feel a little bit swimmy or swishy, or a little bit as if you are not quite on land anymore and maybe in the water, that is the effects of the dolphins, that is the effects of the Mer-beings coming forward to cocoon you, just as we do in birth. We go through a 9-month birthing in water. Everything that comes into us as we are gestating as a baby, from our environment, from our parents, gets imprinted within the amniotic sac, which we spend our first 9 months breathing, and comes into the cells and the energy within our tiny little bodies as we grow. So water for us is first home. Water is where every mammal is birthed from. And when you think of the amniotic sac, it's really more like a plasma. And as we go through this activation, if you want to envision or if you start to feel the energy around you, not quite as water, but more as liquid light plasma, 360 degrees around you, you will begin to activate the energy of Mintanka, of the blue planet, and the energy of how we lived in an environment that wasn't even really water. It was more like liquid light plasma. And as we begin, I'm going to affect you with the aqua ray. I'm going to send my aqua ray completely surrounding and supporting your liquid light plasma field and attune you to my aqua ray of the high heart, of your worthiness, of your self-love, your self-worth, and your ability to receive beyond your wildest imagination. And around your cocoon of aqua plasma light, I'm going to place a layer of the ultraviolet, the violet blue wisdom. And I'm going to seal it up with the gold ray. So you now have these impressions, these energetics of aqua in your field, surrounded by violet blue wisdom, and then the gold ray, which is a direct transmission from my field into yours. And I would like you to just take a few moments and just feel how good and soothing that beautiful aqua plasma feels as it cocoons your body just as easily as you were cocooned in the womb. Warm and safe, light and free, heart expanding. And now I would like you to focus on your third eye, on your mind's eye. And as you are feeling the beautiful sensations of the water, the liquid plasma light surrounding you, you tune into the center of your forehead, your third eye chakra, your infinite eye. And we're going to allow that aqua light just to open and cleanse and clear your third eye as well as your crown chakra, up your higher chakras, up into the cosmos. And just allow that beautiful line of energy, those beautiful golden aqua violet light flames, to expand all the way up into the cosmos and open up to what is going to be shown to you as your water ray or water rays. Remember, you will be shown light blue, aqua blue, dark, deep violet blue, turquoise, or a deep cobalt blue. And with your sacred yes, and in company of the mer beings and the dolphins and all those in this moment who are surrounding and supporting our mission to connect with the element of water, I would like you to be willing to now be shown your personal soul water blue healing rays. And just begin to see those soul rays coming into your consciousness, into your third eye, and directly into your crown chakra, and even your aura now. See what they are. We will allow these blue soul rays to affect you, to affect the water in your cells. And anytime you feel to go into your body and affect and change and heal the water within you, you can now call down these blue water rays to come directly into your body, your physical body, for healing. And as you do this, you can say to yourself, I love you. I accept you. I am in full command and sovereignty of my healing. I am in full command and sovereignty of my ability to affect my own personal growth and ascension. I belong to the Christ consciousness. I belong to the One. I am beholden to no one except the Christ consciousness that lives through me, as me. I am divinely guided. I am divinely healed. And have full power and authority over the healing and the co-creation of my physical body, of my emotional body, of my mental body, of my spiritual body. And as you begin to observe and feel the effects of your personal soul rays healing the waters in your body, know that you can extend this out onto the planet and beyond. You can extend this out as you drink your first water of the day, as you take your showers, your baths, as you swim, as you think about water and how water is our life, how water is our fuel, and the waters of this planet clearing and healing so that we may return this earth to her pristine blue jewel that supports and sustains all beings, all life. You can envision the waters of this planet becoming healed, clearing all that goes into our waters that is not of divine light, that is not of supporting and sustaining for the children of this planet, being resolved and being cleared. And as we move forward in the evolution of this planet and the evolution of ourselves into co-creating heaven on earth through the return to this becoming a water and planet, we honor the journey of all souls. We honor the exiting. We honor the entering and the exiting of all beings who have chosen to be with us to help this planet. And I'm going to give you one last beautiful visualization, one last gateway that you can envision anytime that you want to express your love and your healing towards the waters of this planet. I would like you to envision a gateway, a vortex, a swirling, beautiful whirlpool of light that is in all five blue soul ray colors. See this beautiful gateway of light swirling and opening and expanding with a beautiful center of gold white light coming through the middle. You are all here today because you have chosen to walk with the ascension process of this planet. This gateway, activated by the blue soul ray keys that you have now unlocked in your body, is the fifth dimensional portal, is the vortex through bringing yourself and bringing this planet through the center of the storm. And as you focus on this beautiful blue ray gateway spinning and opening, what do you notice as you allow yourself to pass through this center of the storm, this gateway, this golden white light to the other side? Just allow your energy and your intention to flow through this portal and notice what shows up in your mind's eye as being waiting for us to be revealed on the other side. This is our gateway. This is our portal through the water to receive. And in gratitude and declaration for all that we are, all that we are attending, all that we are becoming, I love you. I thank you. Please forgive me. I love you. I thank you. Please forgive me. I love you, I thank you, please forgive me. And through my authority as the spokesperson for the Atlantean Myrrh and my association, my love with Goddess Yemaya, I now decree and declare that this portal be open and activated for all beings. for all of humanity who are here to bear witness and to step through this gateway on the waves of love and co-create our new earth. I hope you will listen to this activation on recording many more times to help you to remember, to create it like a muscle memory. But do know that your actions today, your intentions today, have created a ripple effect of love that will stream out to the collective and help the totality of this planet raise Atlantis. I'm going to move to commercial break in this moment. When we come back in a few minutes, we'll all have time to breathe and ground and bring yourself back into this realm, and we'll continue the journey. Aloha.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you heard the story of the snake and the rope? One evening, a young woman was walking down a country road. It was growing dark. Suddenly, she froze. Up ahead was a coiled snake. She was terrified. She reached into her bag for a flashlight and directed the beam of light towards the snake. Now she was flooded with relief. It was just a piece of old rope. That snake stands for all our imaginary fears and insecurities that sap our confidence. The beam of light is conscious confidence. Ask yourself, how many snakes did I see today? How many actions or words did I stifle through fear? Hi, I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, for Conscious Confidence Radio on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn more about how you can live a life filled with conscious confidence. Go to my website, consciousconfidence.com.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Aloha, everybody, and welcome back to Tales from the Mirrorworld Radio, where we explore the ancient mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria. My name is Maribeth Merhealer, and I am very happy to bring you these transmissions every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. If you're just joining us, I will encourage you to go back and listen to the replay. In the last segment, I offered a meditation on opening up your specific blue soul rays for water healing. The topic of this conversation has been around water and how we are returning to a water planet and how we are able to directly affect water, the energetic structure of water internally and externally through our thoughts and our intentions. So if you've ever wondered, you know, what tools do I have within me that will allow me to literally go in and change my body, to change my physiology of my body, to change myself physically, to maybe heal myself. You do have that within you. You not only have that within you to take care of yourself, but you also have that ability to go out and offer those intentions or those blue soul rays out into the world to help heal our planet. So if you listened to the meditation a few minutes ago, if you would like to hit me up on Facebook under Amira Bathmer Healer or on my website, I would love to hear how that activation felt for you. I'd love to hear what your soul ray colors look like and maybe just a little bit about what that was like for you to go through that meditation and be with me as we open and activated that vortex that is now being ripple affected out to the planet to help the entire collective. I live on the beautiful island of Kauai, Hawaii. And like everybody else right now on March 26th, we are on a pretty, well, fairly strict lockdown of what we are allowed and what we are not allowed to do as we move through the current environmental situation that's happening right now that is really teaching us a lot on many, many levels about ourselves. I believe that everything is put in place for a reason, and that all these things that are happening, all these changes that are happening are meant to help us and shift us in internally so that we can externalize out in the world in maybe a transformative way. So if many of you are now, in housing, in your housing for the most part, this is an opportunity for all of us to really go within, to go into our own spiritual practices, to develop rituals that maybe will be able to help us and assist us energetically and spiritually as we move into the next phase of this earth. For me, it is about bringing my yoga practice home and staying very diligent with that practice that helps me to stay centered and balanced. It's about me working with my own internal and external waters, of course, and going in very deeply with the mer beings about how I am to support this planet through its changing. And we still get to go outside. We still get to go to the ocean, which is very, very, very important for me. And if you have the ability now, if you are near a body of water that you get to visit, or even if you're not, you can use what I've shown you in this to offer your hands and heart, to add your healing, add your intentions out to shifting and changing the collective. Kauai is the heart of the Illimarian civilization. The whole Hawaiian chain carries that vibration and that energy of the Illimarian people. Kauai especially, which is known as the Garden Island, holds down that frequency very, very intensely. And so as we have seen, you know, visitors, tourists leaving the island to go back to their homes, and we are returning now the island for the first time, I mean, ever, to mostly the local population and seeing the beaches, you know, emptying and seeing the stores emptying and all things on the island going from having 100,000 people a month here to back to the population, which is about 70 or 75,000, you know, those of us who are here to hold down the frequency of Lemuria, to hold down the energy of this island, really understand how important it is for us, and what an opportunity we have to do so much clearing on ourselves internally and really extend that clearing out to the rest of the planet. The Kauai represents the crown and third eye of the Hawaiian chain. So as we move into deeply, we as people of this island, and those of you who are very, very connected to Kauai and the Hawaiian Islands, you know what I mean. You know what I'm talking about. You know how special of a place this is. And we really want you to know, and I guess I'll speak on behalf of all healers, teachers, all frequency holders of Kauai, that we are all thinking of you and praying for you and doing our best to walk our talk in these times. Kauai, the Hawaii Islands, are the most isolated place on the planet. If you look at the Hawaiian Islands from a map, it's quite astonishing to see how separate we are from the other land masses. And that can be a really, really wonderful, thrilling adventure. And also that can be something that is, you know, slightly unnerving as we look at this island maybe becoming more self-sustaining than we have ever had to be before, and having to go to our personal resources and having to go to our spiritual resources and rebuild community and ohana together. And something I really do foresee for this planet is the ability for all people to go to our collective resources, our individual resources, in order to help rebuild and reshape something that we don't even know quite what it's going to look like. Thank you so much for tuning in today and listening to Tales from the Mer World Radio. You can find me, Amerabath Murphy Healer, at amerabath.com. I happen to be offering half price sessions in March, and I think I will continue to do so in through April. Half price on past life regressions, soul progressions, 13 chakra and aura activations and clearings. And I'm also running a sale on Wisdomware on my crystal infused sacred geometry clothing of a 25% discount, because, you know, who doesn't need wonderful feeling, high vibrational clothing in order to allow us to really feel our best as we, I call it our work from home uniform. That's what I'm calling it, my work from home uniform. Something really lovely to sleep in and to walk around in to help us to feel at our very best. Thank you all for tuning into this broadcast. Our next show will be on April 9th. I will be offering a session, a program with my dear friend, Susan Grace, who is an astrologer. We are going to be talking about the astrology of Atlantis. Should be a very beautiful, exciting show with Susan Grace. I'll encourage you all to tune in. And if you have enjoyed what you hear on this program, please share with your friends. Please share with your community. Thank you for allowing me to express myself, and your pearl of wisdom from the Mer World today is letting go of the life that we thought, so we may go into this life that's been waiting for us. Thank you, Joseph Campbell, for that gem. Oceans of aloha. You have been listening to Tales from the Mer World Radio with me, Amerabath, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria. Tune in live every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where we raise vibrations through stimulating conversations, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria. For more information or to connect with me, visit Amerabath.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.